You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis on Sunday made an impassioned plea for peace in a world broken by conflict, terrorism and injustice. Speaking to an estimated 40,000 people gathered in St. Peter's Square and to the world during his traditional Christmas Day Urbi et Orbi address, the Pope wished Christmas peace for people scarred by wars and for those who have lost loved ones to terrorism. That, he said, is sowing fear and death into the hearts of so many countries and cities. Today, Pope Francis said, the Church experiences the wonder and the joy that derives from the birth of the Son of God, the Prince of Peace. And in a heartfelt cry for peace in a world disfigured by violence, the Pope said Jesus' message of hope goes out to the ends of the earth to reach all people, especially those scarred by war and harsh conflicts that seem stronger than the yearning for peace. Francis forgot no one. He cited those suffering in Syria and recalled the most awful recent battles in Aleppo, and he pressed the international community to find a negotiated solution.
Pace agli uomini e alle donne della martoriata Siria, dove troppo sangue è stato sparso.
He mentioned the beloved Holy Land and urged Israelis and Palestinians to have the courage and determination to write a new page of history where hate and revenge give way to the will to build together a future of mutual understanding and harmony. He remembered Iraq, Libya and Yemen, whose peoples, he said, suffer war and the brutality of terrorism.
Possano ritrovare unità e concordia l'Iraq, la Libia, lo Yemen.
May they be able once again to find unity and concord. He lamented that in Nigeria, fundamentalist terrorism exploits even children and decried conflicts and tensions in South Sudan, in DRC, in eastern Ukraine, in Myanmar, in the Korean Peninsula, in Colombia and Venezuela, where he called for dialogue and reconciliation. Pope Francis also spoke of the victims of terrorism and prayed for peace for those who have lost a person dear to them or who were wounded as a result of brutal acts of violence that have sown fear and death in the hearts of so many countries and cities. Peace, not merely the word, he said, but real and concrete peace for our abandoned and excluded brothers and sisters, for those who suffer hunger, peace for exiles, migrants and refugees, for all those who are subject to human trafficking, for those who suffer because of the economic ambitions of a few, for those who endure the consequences of earthquakes or other natural catastrophes.
Pace a chi patisce le conseguenze dei terremoti.
And the Pope concluded with a special wish for peace for children. On this day on which God became a child, Francis highlighted the suffering of those deprived of the joys of childhood because of hunger, wars, or the selfishness of adults. Only with peace, he said, is there the possibility of a more prosperous future for all. I'm Linda Bordoni.